Running back Maurice Jones-Drew back on the practice fields Friday, getting ready for the Titans and Jaguars this Sunday at Everbank Field. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen. J.P. Shadrick with the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. It's Friday, Hayes in the barn, final home game coming up.
Well, and even though you're 2 weeks away from the season ending, it's still exciting around here. I don't know if you feel it, but in the locker room today, still a lot of energy around this team, which is good to see.
A lot of energy late in December. Winter starts, tomorrow? And this team feels like they're still in it almost.
And most importantly, 5 more days till Christmas.
That's very true. Let's get into the Florida Blue practice fields today. A beautiful day for practice, near 80 degrees outside, clear skies here in North Florida. Maurice Jones-Drew with that hamstring injury practice today. First time he's been out there all week. Gus Bradley said he challenged him before today's practice to get things going. They'll work him out again on Sunday before the game and really make a call at game time. Safety Jonathan Cyprian also back on the field today, trying to work through that thigh injury. He says he feels pretty good about his chances to play on Sunday. He'll be the same situation, a game time call by head coach Gus Bradley. Another player, John, that we didn't mention so far is Roy Miller, defensive tackle, free agent pickup, of course, in the offseason. He's been having a heck of a year, but he's been really doing it on one arm.
Yeah, and it's getting to the point where I don't know that you can be guaranteed he's going to play on Sunday. He's been playing through his shoulder. He didn't practice all week. At this point, I'd be a little surprised if he goes, but as you say, he has toughed it out through this all season, so we'll see.
It's been hurting him all year, really.
It's been remarkable.
And he's been playing right through it. On Maurice Jones-Drew, what do you think the chances are he goes?
Well, there's so many storylines here with Maurice. First of all, he's a free agent, so this might be his last game at Everbank Field. I don't think it will be. I think he's back. I think they get that worked out. But if it is, I guess you have to figure he wants to play in that last game, but I don't think that's his motivation. He's a guy who, if the ball is going to be snapped, he wants to play. He wants his snaps. He wants his carry. He's a pro. That's why he's been so great here for for so long. So if you're asking me if I think he'll play, I think it's 50-50 right now.
Okay, we'll find out game time on Sunday. And, of course, David Caldwell said in the past that they will not negotiate any free agent contracts until after the season.
But I think they have an idea. Okay. I think both sides have this vague idea of what it might take. I would just be a little surprised if they don't come to an agreement on that, but I've been surprised before.
Absolutely. Hey, first year in for head coach Gus Bradley. 2 games to go for this team in 2013. You know, it's winding down. The whole goal of this season, part of it, was to establish the culture of the new coaching staff here. Do you think he's been successful in that?
Well, it's been remarkable since his team was eliminated from the playoffs last week. And sometimes when you're around a team that's not in the playoffs, even when they've been had a subpar record, which this team has, you start getting this idea late in the season that they're ready to check out, they're ready to go. I've never been around a team that's had a 4-10 record at this point in the season that's been as up. I think you would think that it's a wild card week if you were in that locker room. That's how into it they are, which I asked Gus a few minutes ago in this room, have you accomplished that goal? He said, no, we're not done yet. He doesn't like the word done. In terms of that process, I think he got it done.
4 out of 6 wins since the bye week.
Been remarkable.
A lot of ping pong and music in there too, John. Great stuff as always, John.
Thanks, JP.
The Jaguars host the Tennessee Titans final home game at Everbank Field for 2013, Sunday at 1 o'clock. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.